This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viden A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay, and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. Today, we travel to Cavite to discuss the Caibiyang Tunnel. I'm your host and guide through the shadows, Ethan, telling you to settle down, my dear listeners, and let's begin. The Caibiyang Tunnel in Ternate, Cavite is the longest road tunnel in the Philippines, connecting the provinces of Cavite and Batangas. It was constructed in 2009 and opened to the public in 2013. Passing through Mount Palay-Palay National Park, also known as Mount Pico de Loro, the Caibiyang Tunnel spans 300 meters along the Nasugbu-Ternate Highway. Its construction has provided a scenic and efficient route for motorists traveling between Cavite and Batangas. By avoiding longer coastal roads, it has improved connectivity and accessibility in the region. The tunnel offers breathtaking views as it traverses the mountains of the Maragondon Range. Its picturesque surroundings have made it a popular destination for road trips and leisurely drives. Both riders and tourists are drawn to the Caibiyang Tunnel, appreciating the convenience and enjoyment it provides. However, although it has some picturesque views, there are stories and legends surrounding the tunnel suggesting supernatural occurrences and encounters with spirits. Some riders have developed a habit of honking their horns while passing through the tunnel as a way to show respect or appease the alleged wandering souls. According to some locals, there have been accidents in the tunnel and they believe that the spirits of those who died in these accidents seek revenge or cause harm to others. While some residents claim to hear whispers or experience eerie sensations when entering the tunnel, it ultimately depends on the driver to ensure their own safety while driving. One eerie story about the Caibiyang Tunnel is an entry on the Spookify Facebook page in April of 2018. It was submitted by someone named Golithic, and I tried to summarize it the best I could. And this is how the story goes. During a trip from Batangas after a family gathering, a group of individuals took their usual route back home, passing through the same beach resort they had frequented for years. Their journey took an unexpected turn when their hired jeepney driver deviated from the usual path. Unbeknownst to them, the driver of the leading jeepney instructed their driver to follow a shortcut. Although they made two stopovers, it wasn't until the last one that they grew suspicious. Upon observing the entrance to the long highway, a feeling of unease washed over them, especially when they noticed a balloon tied to the rear door of the preceding jeepney, typically used to identify a passenger pickup point. Despite their growing suspicions, they continued their journey, but as they traveled, the temperature dropped and darkness enveloped their surroundings. One passenger, who possessed a third eye, requested the driver to turn on the headlights, which he did briefly before turning them off again, claiming the leading driver was being blinded. To navigate the road, one of the passengers resorted to using the flashlight on their phone. Unease continued to mount within the group, as they sensed they were retracing their steps along the same road. Disturbed by this realization, they advised their driver to disregard the leading jeepney and not follow it any longer, feeling as though something or someone was trailing them. As they continued their journey, they came across a desolate stretch of highway devoid of any light or human presence. To their surprise, they spotted a tricycle unloading passengers despite being in the midst of mountainous terrain. The tricycle drivers beckoned them to stop, but with their instincts warning them against it, they drove past. It was then they noticed two men waiting for a ride on the side of the road. They decided not to stop either and proceeded ahead. The road, characterized by its winding nature, presented a disconcerting familiarity. Tree signages, tree formations, and fences lining the mountain's edge appeared identical each time they turned. The road resembled a maze, adding to their uncertainty. Eventually, they encountered houses along the way illuminated by red lights, but with windows shuttered and doors seemingly abandoned. The situation was indeed perplexing. Who would choose to reside in such a desolate place? Aware of their ability to perceive the supernatural, one of the passengers skilled in Latin prayers began to pray. The presence they felt drew closer, and despite the chilling atmosphere, the passenger continued to pray, invoking a sense of protection. Gradually, the heaviness and unease within the group began to dissipate. Eventually, they reached an intersection where passing vehicles seemed unaware of the jeepneys. They waited for one jeepney in particular, allowing it to pass before them. Observing the back of the jeepney, they saw two dark spirits playing with a balloon. Determined to ward off these entities, the praying passenger intensified their Latin prayer, relieving the weights that burdened them all. Soon after, they caught sight of the tunnel where their unease peaked. As they entered the tunnel, darkness enveloped them, accompanied by sinister whispers that made them nauseous. The passenger resumed their prayer, desperately seeking solace, and within an hour, they emerged from the tunnel, finally leaving that ominous highway behind. The next day, the storyteller read about the Kaibiyang Tunnel and discovered accounts of aswang sightings near the houses they had passed, illuminated by eerie red lights. The story ended with a reminder that if you plan to pass through the Kaibiyang Tunnel, it is advisable to avoid nighttime or early morning journeys. Another story about the Kaibiyang Tunnel is from one encounter with one of our listeners, Ligaya Park. And this is her story. My husband and I were feeling bored, so we decided to go on a road trip. It was around 5 a.m. when we set off. As we were heading towards our destination, I had a strong gut feeling that I needed to wear my protective bracelet. Along the way, we started noticing signs that perhaps we shouldn't proceed. Firstly, we couldn't find any ATMs in the area to withdraw cash. Secondly, our gas level was running low. But despite these signs, we decided to push through due to our boredom. On our way, we reached a specific spot before reaching Kaibiyang where everything became eerily silent. There were no sounds of birds or any other noises. It felt as if we were inside a vacuum. I caught glimpses of a few entities during our journey and respectfully acknowledged them, bowing in gratitude for allowing us to pass through. However, as we continued, we didn't encounter any other vehicles, and the silence remained oppressive. Even after reaching Batangas, the heavy feeling didn't dissipate. We had to stop and check if we could withdraw money from a nearby ATM, but still, no luck. Then, on our way to Tagaytay, we experienced a flat tire. We had to pull over and inspect the condition of the tire. Only after passing Tagaytay did the eerie feeling finally subside. Nothing further occurred after that, but I couldn't shake the feeling that there was something in Kaibiyang that was preventing us from continuing our journey. In conclusion, the haunting legends surrounding the Kaibiyang Tunnel continue to captivate and intrigue both locals and visitors alike. Whether attributed to eerie apparitions or the echoes of past tragedies, the tunnel's mysterious atmosphere leaves a lasting impression. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's story. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share, or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialdabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, or you can always give me a tip on GCash. Info will be listed in the description. Thank you so much for continuously supporting the podcast and for making it a part of your weekly routine. I appreciate you all. So, this has been Ethan, and thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time when we explore more haunted places in the Philippines. Bye!